As reporter Susan Phillips mentioned, thousands of public complaints made to the DEP about conventional and unconventional drilling or fracking over the last 12 years are available for the public to see. That's as a result of 3 years of work by the investigative website Public Herald. Melissa Troutman and Joshua Probanek are co-founders of Public Herald, and they join me in the studio to talk about publishing these complaints. Just tell me a little bit about how you went about compiling the data. Can you kind of explain your process?
Back in 2011, we investigated a gas well blowout in Bradford County. And we noticed during that investigation that DEP allowed a pre-drill water test to be dismissed. So a pre-drill water test is used to show whether there has been a change in water quality after drilling. And a post-drill water test showed multiple parameters that were 10 times the amount in the pre-drill, and yet DEP allowed that pre-drill to be dismissed. So we asked the department for all of the citizen complaints that they received. In 2012, they told us that those complaints were inaccessible because they were confidential. And when I asked the Southwest Regional Office attorney why they were confidential, that attorney told me that Oil and Gas Deputy Secretary Scott Perry had made them confidential so as not to cause alarm. And of course, that's when we knew we needed to get all of the complaints. In 2013, Scranton Times Tribune won a court case against the department for all of its determination letters. And that sort of opened the door for us to push DEP harder on getting the actual complaints.
DEP on multiple occasions attempted to withhold these complaints from Public Herald. I mean, we had more confrontations at their offices than I can count on one hand. For instance, in the Eastern office in Williamsport, they attempted to say that we could only scan 10 townships per visit, which would have taken us still till today just to scan those records in that office.
Once we pushed through that resistance, CC'd our attorneys, we started compiling complaints. But now, for the first time, that data is public, and it is mapped. So one of the other issues that's been of concern is that when there is a problem, there's no system of notification to let other people in the area know that there has been a water contamination incident, for instance. So now people can go click on their county, click on their township, and see all of the complaints that have occurred in their area, and that people can access those at publicfiles.org.
Now with the map, a person can go to a place like Mount Pleasant or Terry Township and find out how many complaint investigations have been performed here. And not only that, they can click on the more information in the map, and that will take them directly to the document so that they can read through all of the other complaints that have been submitted in their area. And that's invaluable. That kind of information none of us have ever been able to see before, because all we've ever seen are determination letters.
And say what a determination letter is again.
A determination letter is required under Chapter 58, Section 3218 of the Oil and Gas Law. It just states that the department has to make a formal determination, usually within 45 days under the law, about their investigation into a complaint into a person's water supply. So they write a letter stating whether in their investigation they determined that the water was positively impacted from oil and gas, or whether it was negatively impacted from oil and gas, or whether the investigation is still ongoing, basically. And then, of course, the person has the option to appeal those cases if it's a non-impact.
So what's the relationship that you found between the complaints and the oil and gas industry, specifically fracking?
We mapped all oil and gas complaints, water complaints, the number of unconventional wells, and the number of conventional wells per year. And what we found is that in the beginning, 2003-2004, there were a large number of conventional wells and very few complaints. Then in about 2008, you can see the curve in the graph where conventional wells is bottoming out, and you can see that cross with the rise of in unconventional wells. And the increase in complaints almost mirrors the increase in unconventional wells. And by the time you get to 2014, 2015, 2016, the number of complaints per unconventional well is going up. So I think it was about 2011, there was about one complaint per unconventional well. And in 2015, 2016, we're now up to an average of two complaints per unconventional well. So not only do complaints correlate with the increase in unconventional drilling, but the number of complaints per well is also going up. And that could be, there could be a number of factors and variables that are making that happen. But that's something that definitely needs more study.
Melissa Troutman and Joshua Probanek are co-founders of the investigative outlet Public Herald. They say they're digging into the complaints they've scanned and will be issuing a second report about what they find. And we should say that Public Herald is supported in part by the Heinz Endowments, which also funds the Allegheny Front. We reached out independently to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. A spokesperson said DEP has seen Public Herald's report and is evaluating the claims. There's a link to the report at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.